It is 7 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. And today we get to talk with Linda Franzen from the Cottonwood County Historical Society. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
We appreciate you taking time out, venturing out on this winter morning.
Oh, but it's a beautiful winter morning.
It
I think
sure
spring is in the air.
It's starting to feel like it.
It
isn't
certainly
it?
Is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do we have? Are there changes, things happening since spring is in the air?
Well, we are still have our photo show up that opened in January, and it'll go one more month, and that is Give It Your Best Shot, focus on Cottonwood County from a bird's eye view. So you have one more month. It'll close on the March 20th. You have one more month to come down and view it and vote for your favorite. So there's some really good photos. So
yes,
hope you can stop in and take a look.
If you haven't, you need to.
Exactly.
Because there are some neat ones.
There is.
Time.
There is. Mm-hmm.
Very good. And that's so that show continues for a month?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got another one coming.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Always in April, we have our student art show. So that's fast approaching. And Easter's the first Sunday in April this year. So we're going to push our opening for the art show back a week to March 29th, so that will be when our student show opens.
Okay.
And that is our short show that's just for 1 month. So, and we always look forward to the student show. You just never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, that is, and there's always a wide variety.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of different mediums.
Yes, mm-hmm. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's what's coming up in the gallery. What else do we have going on?
Well, we still have Valentine's out in our vintage Valentine's out in our display cases in the front. So those will probably be up for just one more week, and then we'll change over to St. Patrick's Day vintage postcards. So if you enjoy looking at old Valentine's, we've got some lovely ones on display.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. All right, so what else is going on at the Historical Society?
Well, I'm part of a regional museum group. We call ourselves the Southwest Six, and it involves Jackson County, Murray County, Pipestone, Nobles, Rock, and ourselves. And we have received a grant to do a traveling show that will go to all six institutions on dance halls and dances. And so if any of the listeners have good stories about dances in the past, I'd love to hear them. Come down to the museum and or write them out and send them to me at the museum. Either way, love to hear stories of the past about what dances were like in the old days.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be a really interesting exhibit, but you do need help.
We
if
do.
People have stories mm-hmm. they need to share and photos.
And
if
photos.
You've got some
that
old
would
pictures
be wonderful.
Too.
We don't have any photos of people dancing, if you can believe that. But you know, you never took your camera because it was dark.
Sure.
A dark place when you go
you
dancing.
Were dancing.
That's right. You were busy.
Yes.
I'm sure in today's world with the selfies and so forth, it's maybe a little different. But in the past, yeah, it didn't seem like they took many pictures of dances. So, and of course, I shared with you prior to going on is that, you know, Cottonwood County was a dry county for so long that we didn't have dance halls like our surrounding counties, like Nobles County and Murray County and even Watonwan County. They all had dance halls. And unfortunately, we did have some very early on, but they were short-lived. And as a result, dances took place later on in armories and barns. And so that's the kind of stories I'm interested in. I did have one of our members that donated a dress that she made in the 70s to go to a fireman's dance at the armory. And
oh,
it is
okay.
A beautiful, beautiful dress that I'm sure that when the traveling show comes to Cottonwood, I'll have it out on display. So, but I asked her, do you have any pictures of you dancing in the dress or of wearing the dress? And unfortunately, she doesn't.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So we just have the dress.
Well, isn't that funny how times have changed with the cameras and taking pictures?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And it'll be interesting if in 50 or 100 years, all these pictures that are on phones and everywhere are still around.
Exactly.
But
what will happen to that medium? That is a good question.
So what is there a timeline for this exhibit?
We're kind of in the research aspect of it right now. The grant we're able to hire a researcher to kind of go to all the county museums and see what they have in terms of pictures and artifacts and information. And she's kind of approaching wrapping up that section, and now we'll get into sort of more what the design will look like. But it'll be a long process when you're working with 6 institutions.
Sure.
So it'll probably be about 2 years down the road before we actually have the traveling show to share.
It takes a lot of work to
it
put
does.
Something like that
mm-hmm.
together.
Most definitely.
All right. Linda, anything else we need to mention today?
I think that should do it. We are doing a little upgrading at the museum. We're painting our meeting room this week and next week. And also a little bit in our kitchen area. So it's kind of, winters are a nice time to spruce things up. So that's kind of keeping me busy too.
Looking good for spring.
Exactly.
There we go. All right. Well, Linda, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Linda Franzen with the Cottonwood County Historical Society. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDON.